When Burgoyne surrendered his army at Saratoga, it marked the first time in history, any time, anywhere, that a British army surrendered. It had never happened before. And it was such an eye-opening event, such an amazing event, that the French were immediately convinced to recognize the United States as a real nation and joined our side in a formal alliance. You know, we can declare independence all we want in 1776, but nobody's going to believe us. But, well, the French do. Finally, in February of 1778, they officially recognized the United States and become our allies. And they did this as a direct result of the incredible victory at Saratoga of our army over the British.
So when we look at this new Saratoga quarter, it says British surrender, 1777, and Barbara Fox's design has the image of a sword being handed off. Could you sort of explain the significance of this design when talking about the Battle of Saratoga?
Yeah, I would like to reiterate that it's not so much the battles of Saratoga that were the decisive moment. It was the surrender of the British at Saratoga. The American forces had beaten the British in battle before, so the battles of Saratoga, collectively as an American victory, was not unique, but it's that British surrender that was unique. So when they wanted to select an image to appear on the reverse of the quarter representing Saratoga National Historical Park, they wanted something that spoke to the surrender of Burgoyne's army at Saratoga. There were upwards of 10 different designs created by different artists, and some of them showed full figures, multiple figures in the scene. Some of them shows, like this one here, an extreme close-up of part of the forearms and hands of the two commanding general officers with a sword being exchanged between them. This image was, I think, first put into artwork by Jonathan Trumbull, John Trumbull, when he painted his iconic Surrender of General Burgoyne in the early 1820s, the very same painting that hangs in the rotunda of the United States Capitol. He depicted multiple figures in a very romanticized scene of the surrender at Saratoga, and he depicts General Burgoyne, sword in hand, giving it over to Horatio Gates. So this image, as you say, drawn originally by Barbara Fox, she took that and had that same idea of General Burgoyne handing his sword over to General Gates. And you can see Gates' hand reaching for the pommel of that sword that he's about to take. So it's the symbolism of the event. Not only in artwork is the tendering of a sword symbolizing surrender, but it's also in reality. When Burgoyne handed his sword over to Gates, that symbolized him surrendering his army to Gates.
What do you like about the quarter and the design personally, or just having a quarter that depicts this moment?
Sure. There are two different answers to that. I'll answer the first one first. What do I like about this design? I had the honor of being the historical consultant for all the quarter designs that were submitted to the U.S. Mint. And on each of them, I could point to different things that I might have had a hand in, including this image here. It's kind of silly, but I do like to see that General Burgoyne's forearm sleeve. You see he has this kind of elaborate embroidery around his buttonholes, and each of the buttons has what looks like a little cross on them, which is in fact a sword and a marshal's baton, which is the uniform button of a general officer in the British Army of the time. So little details like that mean a lot to me and to so many people. And of course, when Barbara and all the other artists were making their designs, they wanted to make sure that they're as accurate as possible. Now, there are, of course, some details we have no idea. We really don't know what Burgoyne's sword looked like, the one he handed over to Gates. We have no idea what that looked like. So the design chosen by Barbara is a plausible possibility of the type of sword Burgoyne might have had, which he gave over to Gates. But other things that we do know, for example, that embroidery around the buttonholes on Burgoyne's forearm sleeve, that's a definite fact. And to see that there, it's kind of cool. I like that personally. I also like to see General Burgoyne's arm kind of coming out of the left. He's on the bottom, of course, and Gates, the victor, his hand is on the top. So you see he has the kind of dominating hand. It's all very symbolic, right? In this scene, he's grabbing the sword, and notice the sword is sheathed. When we say that a sword is being given from the vanquished to the victor, you might just think of a sword, but in fact, it's a sheathed sword. So, in other words, it's not a bare-bladed sword being handed over to Horatio Gates. It's a sheathed sword, which is both practical and symbolic as well. As for Saratoga being put on the quarter, my goodness, I never thought I'd live to see that at the time. It's just tremendous. What a magnificent moment. We're so excited and happy to have this. Now, every state in the Union, as well as U.S. territories, are going to have one quarter representing that. So, of course, New York's is Saratoga, but every state gets one. But every state, most states, I should say, have multiple national sites which were potential selections for being put on the back of the quarter. And in a pool of about half a dozen or so that were proposed, we were the one chosen. And it was chosen by the governor of the state, Andrew Cuomo, as well as the Secretary of the Treasury. They jointly, you know, the two of them separately chose which national historic, or I'm sorry, national site. It doesn't have to be historic, but what national site they wanted to represent the state, and Saratoga was chosen. So, for everybody to see this quarter throughout the entire country, and in fact the world, because there are collectors of United States coinage in the entire world, throughout the world, that they can see Saratoga on it. You know, some of them might immediately know what that is. Some of them might not, and it's just a simple internet search away to find out what British Surrender 1777 at Saratoga means.